Well, I read that in his writings that he said it's more important to play football than read Bhagavad Gita, because then your body will become strong.
So that you can read more. One can read.
Really? Gita. Really? So he knows better than all the rishis in the past who never played football. Anyway, I'm not going to launch into unraveling a whole lifetimes of misconceptions. What's the root philosophy of the Ramakrishna mission? Jato mot tato pot, isn't it? You never heard of that? You're supposed to be a follower of Vivekananda and don't know that? Jato mot tato pot is the motto of the Ramakrishna. Jato mot, as many opinions, that many paths. Does it make any sense? Or all paths lead to the same goal?
Yeah, that different units is gradual.
Does it make any sense? If you get on a train headed for Delhi, will you end up in Chennai? So all the paths are the same, right? Well, I say that path is nonsense. So, what are you going to do? If you say that all the paths are the same, I say that path is nonsense. So you can't accept both propositions. You follow my point, you PhD candidate? If you say that all the paths are good, and I say that my path is to say that your path is all rubbish, then you can't maintain both positions. So it's not even logically possible. It's a slogan. It's not according to Bhagavad. What does Krishna say? What's Krishna's final instruction in Bhagavad Gita? You're supposed to have played lots of football, so you're supposed to understand it. Huh? What's the verse?
Surrender to me.
What's the verse? You know it? You didn't play enough football, yeah. Sarvadhamam parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. Surrender to me only. Take shelter in me only. And they're saying all the paths are the same. It's exactly the opposite to what Krishna says. So?
Krishna is.
Wait a minute. Is he saying opposite to Krishna or not? Yes. So why do you believe Vivekananda and not Krishna?
Do you Krishna say?
No, you don't. If you believe Vivekananda, you can't believe Krishna. You're supposed to be a scientifically minded person. How can you believe that all paths are the same when Krishna says that surrender to me only? They're mutually contradictory. They're not compatible. Savadhamang parityaja. Krishna says, give up all other paths. So?
Just stop doing this.
Okay, that's good. Follow Krishna better. Why should you follow that meat-eating so-called swami?
Initially, I had no one to take care.
Yeah, many people have missed it. Please understand that the man is a misleader. He's preaching opposite to what Krishna said. His own guru, Ramakrishna, was... He ate beef, he ate human flesh, under the name of all paths are the same, so he was following Islam for some time, and then he ate beef. And then when he was following Tantra, he ate human flesh, which is what many, that's part of Tantra to do that. So these people are in the lowest modes of nature. But due to Kali Yuga, in which people are maybe genetically stupid, they accept these things as being highly enlightened revelations. People are stupid. And these theories that life has come from matter, that makes them more stupid. You never see matter giving birth to life. Two tables don't produce a new table. It's a living organisms give birth to living organisms. Life comes from life. So your whole field of study is based on a mythology that life is found in genes. So So like I said, you've got a lot of misconceptions. But never mind, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books and Charanhari Krishna and associate with devotees, then jnanam teham savijnanam, Krishna says, knowledge and realized knowledge, idam vakshyami asheshataha, I shall now speak that exhaustively. Yet teham priyamaya, because you are very dear to me, I'm getting mixed up, what's that? By knowing which, there will be nothing more to be known. So you can know everything perfectly by understanding Bhagavad Gita. And you don't have to play football. That's another idea. Krishna never told Arjuna, you just go off and play football and come back after some time and then I'll speak Bhagavad Gita to you. Nor has anyone in the history of teaching Bhagavad Gita except this idiot who people think is... highly realized. People like the nonsense he speaks. Gave them an excuse for eating meat and all kinds of sinful things. So you're fortunate that you're no longer attached to that Nasco. Alright, anything else? Otherwise, I think I